the West Coast will not be, pick up all of that price increase.
Is it possible that the kind of backing out of Indonesian crude and the resulting shipment of more Alaska crude to West Coast destinations could result in a average increase in Alaskan oil prices in excess of the world market increase?
The fact, the replacement of Indonesian by Alaskan crude. You mean the idea being that the Alaskan crude takes on the value of the Indonesian crude that was backed out?
Well, we're sending half our oil to the Gulf right now. We're not.
And
so if all other things being equal, you'd expect all prices to rise.
I think I said that earlier, and what you're saying is it's a repetition of what I said earlier. You benefit from two things. You benefit from the increase in world oil prices on the average, and you benefit from whatever switch takes place between a distant destination and a close-in destination. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a question here Mr. Chatterton left with me about the, you were talking about the fuel oil from Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Is this number six fuel oil?
Yeah, it could be bunker or it could be number six, sure.
Okay, do you think that this increase in market value for that is going to continue? You said $4 to $5 a barrel over what they'd been getting previously, which was below.
No, I don't think so. I think
this is just a temporary.
Yeah, I think that to the extent that the crunch eases even a little bit, that will take some of the bloom off the black roads. You know, the fuel oil thing. I think it's gone altogether too high. See, the critical thing about product prices, and especially about fuel oil prices, is that they had been depressed everywhere except in the United States itself because of a tremendous surplus of refining capacity. And if you got surplus refining capacity, the temptation is get another barrel of crude, run it through the refinery. Now, that other barrel of products that you get costs you less than all the previous barrels of products because you're dealing with incremental refining costs when you've got to run the damn refinery anyway. But the minute you start having shortages of crude, you can't do that. So that the crude oil availability becomes a bottleneck to everything, and nobody's competing in the marketplace trying to sell one more barrel of products. Everybody is limited in the amount of products he can get to the amount of crude oil he can get. So all product prices went up fantastically. In Europe, in the United States too, but particularly in areas where there was surplus refining capacity. Now, to the extent that the crude situation eases even a bit, it's not only that some of the big premiums, you know, on the crude will go down, but it means that you've got some additional barrels of crude which you can run through a refinery, and then that starts putting some pressure on prices. So what happened in Rotterdam, for example, just recently, the minute Iranian production started, it's not a heck of a lot yet, but because Rotterdam, you know, is like the pendulum. Whatever average level of prices are, if it gets tight, that pendulum swings way the hell up. And if it eases a little bit, it swings way back. It's you know, it's a source of incremental things. Well, gasoline and heating oil prices and fuel oil prices went through the sky. Nobody ever saw prices like that before in Rotterdam. Although already they started to, you know, they're drawing back. They're not dropping where they were before, but they're starting to go back. I would think it's going to happen with fuel oil. So.
How much would you think it would come back? I mean,
I would guess that if things come anywhere as close to reasonable availability, the fuel oil prices will get back pretty much to crude. That is, I don't think they're going to fall below, you know, $1.50 per barrel below the crude from which they are refined on a BTU equivalent basis, because the fuel oil has more BTUs than crude. But I think they'll get back close to crude.
Getting back to transporting oil to the Gulf, what if, I understand we get some very low wellhead values because of the costs involved, what is the rough average of the value of the wellhead value at the oil delivered into the Gulf Coast from last year?
I don't recall that.
Close to $2, I imagine, maybe even lower.
No, wellhead value of the oil? No. Greg must know, I think.
Sorry, I wasn't.
The netback value of a Kilo Bay crude from the Gulf Coast before the crisis must have been running somewhere in the order of, what, $5 a barrel?
Yeah.
About that.
I think it's 5 to 12.
About 5 to 12. That's okay.
$5 to 12 cents.
And you see in the near future, within the next 6 months, the value of that worldwide crude going up $5?
No.
Not $5. Somewhere between $2 and $2.50. As compared to last year. About 20% over last year. Say $2.50 a barrel.
So once then, we're looking at a 50% increase in our revenues and oil prices.
Well, maybe even, well, if you pick up all of the increase in the world oil prices, but...
I'm talking about of the oil going to the Gulf Coast.
Well, it should affect the oil going to California also.
I'm under the assumption that we're getting $5 now of weather belly and oil delivered. Right, if we raise the overall prices up $2.50 a barrel, we increase the revenue 50% from that delivery then?
Not quite, because of a couple of factors. One is that we're in the cents per barrel price right now, so a lot of that increase doesn't affect severance taxes until you get above the cents per barrel floor. Another factor is the early development incentive credit. Another factor is native land claim sharing payments.
But it'll be a very substantial increase.
But it will
be a very substantial increase in your revenue.
Should we start another revolution over there?
Yeah. Thank you, Milton. That sounded very nice. Like everything else on the